the last time we spoke, you were vice chairman, and now you are the chairman. How's it feel? How's life these days?
A lot busier. it's going well. Certainly, there are a lot more responsibilities, different things which I need to serve on, like the FFIEC, FSOC, in addition to the ongoing daily operations of the agency. But it's going well.
Good. Do you sleep?
Intermittently, and not always the same time of day.
I understand that. All right. Hey, as a quick recap, what do you want to talk about? You presented this morning,
right.
And what, just for folks that aren't here, looks like there's maybe a couple who aren't here. What did you talk about? Just a quick summary.
We talked about some of the changes we were making in NCUA and my initiative on continual quality improvement, which is to improve the effectiveness and the efficiency of NCUA through our exam process, our internal process, how we communicate with credit unions. Like any organization, and I think we do a very good job, we can always do better. Providing customer service. Because even as a regulator, we're still providing customer service. That doesn't mean every credit union wants or likes the answer or where they need to go, but they have a right to have clarity of what is needed, when do you need it, when can I expect answers on X, Y, or Z, how do I adapt to this requirement. I think we can do a lot better on that, and we're working on continual quality improvement in terms of our exam cycle to reduce our footprint at credit unions, to provide secure portals and through our technology initiative, exchange information so examiners can do more work off-site, as well as protecting member data, also provide a better quality of life for them, maybe not as many nights on the road. And then the turnaround time with our communications that we have with various regulated entities and working on tracking those better so that they can have a decision sooner rather than later. Right. And if there's other material involved, say for example in a charter conversion, they can get that material and then act upon it and not have the process draw out too long.
Gotcha. Yeah, people are really enjoying the NCOA's transparency lately. I mean, what's behind it? I mean, I feel that the information out there is more available. You guys are doing a lot of webinars, a lot of video and stuff too. So, I mean, it's really good to see.
We have lots of information that is really good. And I would always tell credit unions to really work to avail yourself more of it. Small credit unions, for example, the webinars and the videos we have from OSCUI, are getting a lot of hits and a lot of positive response of how it's been very, very effective for some of these small credit unions. And if you're a small credit union and you haven't availed yourself of that, those are really, really good tools. And for all credit unions, in terms of the information that we have on our website, there's a lot of information there, but hopefully it's also contextual so you can act upon that. So I would just encourage credit unions, they have questions, they're probably answered one way or another on our website or through some of our videos and other tools. And if there is something else that is pertinent that you need, is to be able to contact us because we think it's very, very important that credit unions have the information they need in order to be successful and to meet their regulated responsibility.
Yeah, oh my gosh, big time. The more the merrier, I say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, exam cycle, what's the latest on that? I mean, the commentary period still going on? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so I have the work group set up that Keith Morton, our regional director out of Austin, Texas, is heading up. He has a team of people from the internal workings of NCUA and is reaching out to stakeholders. He'll be doing webinars and phone conferences, much as we did with the field of membership proposal, as well as town halls, and I'll be doing town halls. I'm doing one in Denver in a few weeks, doing one in Seattle. To get information from stakeholders, we set up a webpage, exam flexibility at ncua.gov, where people right now can write their comments and thoughts about the flexibility initiative that will go to Keith's office, and people will be handling those. And I've given them a very short leash. I said I want to have recommendations to board offices by September, so we can plan for implementing those recommendations in time for our 2017-2018 budget and the next exam cycle, which begins in just 6 months in January.
Oh my gosh, it just never ends.
Yeah.
Never ends.
Yeah.
Wrap-up question here is, what's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish here this year?
Well, I think certainly completing the field of membership change. As I said, I wanted that finished by the end of the year. We have now had our staff review all 11,000 comments, so we're on the final runway of starting out to develop a final rule. So I want to get that finished this year. I want to get our exam flexibility initiative in place. And also with our changes that we have in terms of our new technology to receive information and secure information. Those are major initiatives that are important to the safety and soundness of the system and to credit unions. And that's my primary focus.
Very cool. Very cool. And my last question, I lied, my last question. What's the timeline for a third a member on the board?
Well, of course, that is up to the president. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there might be a nominee, you know, coming forward. But when the Senate would act on that, you don't know. I think, we're, you know, Mark and I are operating to the fact that for the rest of this year, in all likelihood, it will be he and I. And we're working together very well, and we're focused on that and getting the work done of the agency.
Certainly looks like it. Rick, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.